Okay, some useful advice, some sound advice in the guise of gift wrapping with gift wrapping consultant Rona Khan, who joins us on the show this afternoon because it is that time of year when we all will be having to do some wrapping. Good to have you with us, Rona. Thanks so much for being part of the show. What I usually do and what I try to avoid this year, and haven't avoided it, is leaving all the wrapping to one dreadful evening, to the point that I have pins and needles from kneeling down on the floor for so long and everything else. So I started early, but then the wheels have come off the wagon, and I know it's piling up.
Well, your first mistake, unfortunately, Joe, is doing it on the floor.
Oh, no. Is that a no-no?
Yes. Bring it all up to the table, or, you know, if you really push, do it on your ironing board. But get everything set out and organized, and then the word dreadful will disappear from the whole experience.
Oh, well, okay. All right. I've got an ironing board, and we have got a table. It's under a pile of rubbish at the moment, but we could probably, we'll need to clear it for the lunch, won't we? So that's two jobs we've dispersed already. Let's
absolutely. And but the thing is, if you have some quick and easy ways to wrap, that will ease the pressure as well.
Yeah, no, true. Is should we talk a little bit about, because and we're all probably conscious of waste now more and more, and wrapping doesn't necessarily mean waste, does it?
Not at all. And that the whole thing that I really like to do is encourage people to find more eco-friendly ways of wrapping, so that you know, we do it in such a way that materials can be used again, or we decorate by using leftover pieces of paper or ribbon, and it becomes a much, much better you know, situation, and you feel good about giving the gift and that it's nicely presented.
Yeah. All right, let's kick off with some wrapping examples then. And you mentioned a bottle there. I mean, I've got lots of bottle bags. I just don't want to give you the wrong impression. Not every present.
Say that to a gift wrapping consultant, Joe.
Well,
please.
I was going to say, not every present I receive does involve a bottle, first of all. That's the first thing to clear up. The second thing is, if you don't like bags, and you clearly don't, then a cummerbund is something that you recommend. So there's nothing wrong if it's a nice bottle of, I don't know, I'm just throwing ideas out to the listeners, red wine, champagne, whiskey, some of those. There's nothing wrong with me seeing what it is before, as you give it to me, is if it's got a nice cummerbund on it.
The thing is, you know when you receive a bottle that it's not a pair of socks. So why not simplify the whole process? And when I suggest a cummerbund, I mean a leftover piece of paper that you fold around the bottle, around the label, and perhaps around the top as well, if you can tell what it is. And so, first of all, you're using up pieces that previously would have gone in the bin. And secondly, you're still keeping the surprise as to whether it's a fine wine or cheap plonk.
True. You might usually...
Sorry to interrupt you. I was just going to say, you hold it in place using a length of ribbon or some twine or something like that. So you don't even need to use any sticky tape.
Okay. It usually is a cheap bottle, so the kind of company I keep, unfortunately, but I live in hope. All right, what about other awkward shapes? What's your solution for those?
Well, there's a whole bunch of possibilities. But say you're wrapping a bottle of champagne, or you're wrapping something really awkward like a vase that doesn't come in a box, or all sorts of things like that. Or what the best thing to do is to perhaps take some tissue paper, and you can get wonderful colours of tissue paper, and perhaps have an outside layer of a fine mesh or cellophane or some other fabric, and then you just take the present, you stand it in the middle, and you gather the layers up around it and tie them together above the top of the gift. So it's very quick, it's very easy, and the lovely thing is that when the recipient takes out the present, they can pop in another one and reuse the materials.
Very good. What about large gifts? Just huge things. Supposing Mrs. Talbot has bought me a Ferrari.
Well, if it's going to be a Ferrari, I would say just wrap the key in a box and hand over the box. So when you're expecting the Ferrari, there's the huge disappointment, and you think, oh my goodness, she's given me cufflinks. And then when you open the box, you find actually inside is a key with directions where to find the car.
Ah, that must be what that small present is she's left me under the tree. How's exciting. If it isn't quite as big as a Ferrari, is there other things that you could substitute for? Supposing it's a large, I don't know, a box containing something that, you know, like a big kind of wine box, but not with wine. And what would you use there? We wouldn't use paper.
I tell you what I would use, and that is a paper tablecloth. So you can get really lovely patterned ones. You can get ones that feel like fabric. And again, you put the present in the middle and you gather it up around. So the paper tablecloth can be used afterwards. And it's a simple way of wrapping something, especially, you know, also something maybe like a huge teddy bear or even something like a very awkwardly shaped handbag. It just makes it so much quicker and easy. But I have to tell you, my favorite way of wrapping a whole variety of gifts is in my pouch technique. Okay. Now, I'm going to spoil you because I put a link on my website where you can actually watch a video of me doing it. So if you go to aronakhan.com, A-R-O-N-A-K-H-A-N, you'll be able to see in my latest blog a video. And it shows you that you can wrap without sticky tape. You can do something like chunky jewelry or maybe books or lingerie or even a box, all sorts of things. It's quick, it's easy, it has the wow factor. And I'm telling you, people will be fainting when you hand over your present.
Okay. You mentioned a box there. I know you're against the Tutankhamun effect. What do you mean by that?
Ah, the mummifying, yes. Well, you know when sometimes people have a present and they have paper, and when the two meet, they just keep going round and round and round.
Yes.
So I think the quickest, easiest way to wrap a box is, and to make sure that you don't mummify it, is to measure how much paper you need in the first place. So if you've got a very big box and a roll of paper, I don't know if you've ever been in a situation where you're holding one in either hand and you're trying to put the paper around the box and it just becomes a disaster. So instead of that, if you take a length of twine or ribbon or anything and you take it round the gift, to calculate how much paper you need, then you lay the twine or whatever on the roll of paper and you can see exactly how much you need and you just trim off the excess. And then at each end, if it's a box that's got a rectangular end, you use paper equal to the depth or slightly more. And if it's a cube or a square-ended box, you do half the depth of the bottle, of the box, I should say. So, you know, if you follow those simple directions, you'll have a really quick and easy way of wrapping, and there'll be no mummification involved.
Excellent. Let's move from wrapping then to decoration and some ideas here, starting with a bow, which you don't have to use ribbon or silk. You can use any number of materials for a bow.
Well, quite often people take the easy option and they take one of those poly bows and stick them on. But I think you can be a little bit kinder to everybody and the environment too by using something like twine or raffia or fabric ribbon. And if you want to go a step further, I don't know if this is going to appeal to you, Joe, but I'll suggest it anyway. How about using some aluminium wire and maybe even some beads in your bow? And the lovely thing is it becomes something that can be used many times. If you don't want to do that, I really, really believe in using up every scrap of paper. And so, for instance, you can take a triangle of paper and pleat it lengthways, or you can make fan-shaped fans. And they are perfect if you're going to be posting or packing your present because the decoration is nice and flat and it won't arrive looking like somebody sat on it. Or if you've also got leftover paper, you can turn it into a fabulous-looking paper bow tie that can go on the neck of a bottle, looks super chic, or it can go on any other gift.
Very good. All right. A couple more. We're going to finish with moss in a moment. But first of all, mini Christmas tree baubles or faux gemstones.
Well, I like a little bit of wow factor on gifts. And what you can do, again, using up things you might have lying around the house, you could take the mini Christmas tree baubles, the plastic ones only, not the glass ones, and you can tie a few together with some nice festive cord and tie that around the neck of a bottle or some other gift. Or you can even take some faux gemstones, I don't mean the family jewels, and you can use them to decorate a gift. And again, on my website, you can see photographs of all these different things that we've discussed. So, and all the suggestions, once again, so you don't have to memorise every word that I've just said.
All right. aronakhan.com, R-O-N-A-K...
No,
A-R. Oh, A-R-O-N-A-K-H-A-N. A-R-O-N... Yes, A-K-H-A-N.com, aronakhan.com. Wonderful. Look, Merry Christmas, and thank you for sharing some of your secrets with us. She's Arona Khan. She's from Hove. She is a gift-wrapping consultant. thought we were in trouble there when some fool mentioned a bottle bag earlier on, but no. We got away with it. Good ideas, though. Thanks, Arona, and Merry Christmas. Here's Robert Palmer.